I'm Olivia, joined by my co-host, Rashmi.
So we've all heard the word insurance before. I got insurance for this car, or my medical insurance covered that, don't worry. But what does it actually mean?
Insurance is a contract representing a policy in which a policyholder receives financial protection or reimbursement against losses from an insurance company.
In simpler terms, it protects you from incurring large financial losses.
But I have a question. Why is having insurance for yourself and your things so important?
Well, you honestly never know what's going to happen. Maybe you got into a car accident, or maybe a natural disaster severely damaged your home. These things are never planned, and you always want to be prepared if it does happen.
At some point in your life, you will have to get these insurances, or you already have them. Auto, medical, life, and home.
In this episode, we will go in-depth about two of these and provide examples to help you guys gain a better understanding of this.
So let's start off with home insurance, also known as homeowner's insurance. The definition is in the name. It is designed to protect homeowners against financial losses arising from damages or losses to their home and other properties they own.
There are four different coverages that are part of the home insurance plan. One of them is dwelling coverage. This protects the structure of the house itself against damage from covered perils like fire, windstorm, hail, vandalism, or theft.
Personal property coverage covers personal belongings within the home, including furniture, appliances, clothing, and electronics.
Liability coverage provides protection if someone is injured on your property or if you cause damage to someone else's property.
Additional living expenses cover living expenses if your home becomes uninhabitable due to a covered loss specified in the policy.
These expenses might include temporary housing costs of renting an apartment, hotel room, or temporary residence while your home is being repaired or rebuilt. Food expenses, utility bills, storage costs are also part of this if they cannot be kept at the damaged property, and also transportation expenses.
So let's say that someone came into your house and stole the brand new MacBook you bought for Black Friday. But in the process, one of your family members tried stopping it and got hurt. What would be the coverages used in this situation? Take a moment to pause and think about it.
Well, it's definitely not additional living expenses because my house isn't inhabitable. Since the MacBook got stolen, it would fall into the dwelling coverage for theft, but also for personal property because I got an electronic device stolen. And because my family member got hurt, liability coverage would be applied in this scenario as well.
Exactly. There would be several coverages that come into play here.
Not all home insurances have all four of these coverages, though. This is because there are different types of home insurance policies.
HO3 is the most common type as it covers the dwelling against all perils except those specifically excluded in the policy.
HO5 offers broader coverage for both dwelling and personal property, covering them against more perils than HO3.
HO6 is tailored for condo owners, covering personal property, liability, and improvements made to the unit, as the condo association typically covers a structure.
And finally, HO4, which is specifically for renters, covering personal property and liability, but not the structure itself.
There are different factors which affect home insurance rates, such as location. Geographic locations such as weather risks, crime rates, and proximity to fire stations can determine these rates.
Older homes or those made with more susceptible materials will have higher rates compared to new homes and stronger materials.
If your home has security systems, smoke detectors, and other safety features, that will help reduce insurance costs. This is because your house is less susceptible to damage and theft.
Your claims history also matters. If you have a shaky history with payments, then you will have a high insurance rate. It's pretty similar to credit. And the credit history.
It's very important to have home insurance because lenders often require to have one as a condition for mortgage approval.
But it also just helps you have to have a peace of mind, knowing that your home and belongings are protected against unforeseen events.
Okay, so let's go to our next insurance type, auto insurance.
Auto insurance provides financial protection against physical damage and liability resulting from accidents involving vehicles.
There are also four different types of coverage parts for this plan. The first one is liability coverage. This is similar to the one we talked about in home insurance. The only difference is that it covers bodily injury and property damage liability for injuries or damages caused to others in an accident involving vehicles that you are responsible for.
Collision coverage pays for repairs to your vehicle due to the collision with another vehicle or object.
Comprehensive coverage protects your vehicle against non-collision incidents such as theft, vandalism, fire, and natural disasters.
Uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage offers protection if you're in an accident with a driver who has no insurance or insufficient coverage.
There are some additional coverage options as well. Rental reimbursement covers rental car expenses while your vehicle is being repaired after a covered accident.
Roadside assistance provides assistance for breakdowns, flat tires, or towing.
Gap insurance covers the difference between what you owe on a car loan and the vehicle's actual cash value if it's totaled.
Hopefully that doesn't happen to anyone.
So I have a question for you guys. Let's say that I own a car, I had it outside my garage, but all of a sudden there was a wildfire that happened which destroyed my vehicle. What coverage would apply here? Pause and think about it.
Well, for me, I think it would fall into the comprehensive coverage because it's a non-collision incident and fires are one of them.
Yep, you got it. Just like home insurance, there are factors that affect the cost of your auto insurance as well.
Your driving records play a huge role in this. Your history of accidents, traffic violations, and claims determine how much your insurance is.
The make, model, year, and safety features of the vehicle matter.
Your age and gender also play a role. This definitely makes sense because if you are more younger and inexperienced, you are more likely to get into accidents.
What's more interesting to me, and certainly more controversial, is that gender matters too. Turns out male drivers often have higher insurance rates because their demographic generally gets into more accidents compared to women.
We got lucky for that one. But some states also look at your credit history to make sure you can pay for your insurance.
And finally, annual mileage. The more you drive, the higher the risk, potentially leading to higher insurance costs.
Insurance companies often offer various discounts that can help reduce these costs. Having a clean driving record, bundling multiple insurance policies like home and auto at once, completing defensive driving courses, or having certain safety features in your vehicle can help you with that.
Next episode, we'll be going in depth on the other two types of insurance, medical and life.
That's all for today. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. This is Rashmi and Olivia. Catch you all.